Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Maraming tao ang nagnanais na maging Aussie o Australian citizen. Simula 1949, higit 5 milyon na ang napagkalooban ng citizenship kung saan susi ang seremonya ng panunumpa ng katapatan, pagtanggap ng karapatan at responsibilidad bilang ganap na Australian. Sa pagkakataong ito, ibabahagi ko ang mga kwento ng mga migrante at paraan kung paano maging ganap na Australian. Isang migration agent si Ruby Fodar mula sa Australian Immigration Agency ng Brisbane. Ayon sa kanya, kailangan munang maging permanent resident bago makapag-apply ng citizenship.
The requirement for migrants is that they become permanent residents first. So even if you're in Australia on few different visas like a student visa or a work visa, it is not considered as a permanent visa. So it has to be a permanent resident first to become citizen. And once they are permanent resident and lived in Australia for 4 years and been a permanent resident for 1 year, they will be eligible to become citizen.
Iminumungkahi naman ng Department of Home Affairs na isagawa ang aplikasyon online para mas mabilis ang proseso. Ayon kay Damian Kilner ng Family and Citizenship Program ng Departamento, ang average processing time para sa mga aplikante ay 14 na buwan. Dapat din daw na makapasa sila sa Australian Citizenship Test para malaman kung nauunawaan nila ang mga pribilehiyo, benepisyo at responsibilidad ng pagiging mabuting Australiano.
It's really looking at it. Have you got a basic level of English? And, you know, being able to sit down in front of a computer system and undertake the test, which is a relatively straightforward process, takes around half an hour in general.
Ang citizenship test na may 20 tanong na multiple choice ay nakabase sa online booklet na Australian Citizenship or Common Bond. Laman nito ang mga impormasyon tungkol sa Australia, mga batas at demokratikong paniniwala.
People are expected to have a look at those resource materials in preparation and then they're able to go ahead and sit the test once they feel that they're confident enough to be able to answer that.
Karamihan sa mga kumukuha ng test na ito ay nakakapasa sa markang 75%. Noong 2018 hanggang 2019, higit 125,000 na tao mula sa 200 bansa ang naging Australian citizen. Kung babagsak ka naman sa test, pwede kang umulit sa parehong araw o kaya naman ay mag-rebook sa ibang schedule at walang bayad ang susunod na test. Ang mga taong may edad 60 at mga bata na edad 15 pababa, mga may kapansanan sa pagdinig, pagsasalita o hirap makakita at mga taong may physical or mental incapacity ay hindi naman kailangan kumuha ng test.
So somebody would sit that as they do now in terms of the migration outcome with if they're applying for a skilled visa or for a student visa where English language is a mandatory requirement in terms of providing evidence of their capacity.
Ayon din sa batas, 4 taon ang kailangang panahon ng permanent residency. Ibig sabihin, kung ikaw ay aplikante, dapat nakatira ka sa Australia na may valid na visa sa loob ng 4 taon. Kung lalabas ka naman sa bansa, hindi ito dapat lalagpas ng 12 buwan. Kapag naaprubahan na ang citizenship application, 3 hanggang 6 buwan naman ang kailangang hintayin ng applicant bago makakuha ng invitation sa seremonya. Importante o kailangang dumalo sa citizenship ceremony para isagawa ang Australian Citizenship Pledge. 2 bersyon ito. Yung unang bersyon ay binabanggit si God at sa isang bersyon naman ay wala.
Taking the pledge is a part of being a commitment as the final step in officially becoming an Australian citizen. So for the vast majority of people, they are required to undertake the pledge and show their loyalty to Australia and accept the responsibilities and privileges of Australian citizenship. It also signals a person's commitment to being an active member of our society as well.
Kada taon, higit 100,000 ang nanunumpa sa iba't ibang panig ng Australia. Karaniwang ginaganap ang mga seremonya sa city councils na tumatagal ng 1 hanggang 2 oras.
Mayor or Lord Mayor or the Chief Executive Officer of the Council, who's the presiding officer, is required to read the preamble, which is specified within the Citizenship Act, which provides further information to all the attendees around the citizenship ceremony. There's also a welcome to nation or welcome to country. And the minister's message is read, the anthem is played, and then there's the pledge that is made by those who are attending.
Nag-aral muna at nagtrabaho si Ruby Faudar sa Regional Queensland bago nabigyan ng citizenship.
I actually had my citizenship ceremony on Australia Day. I wanted to do it on Australia Day on Jan 26th. It was really a proud moment. My name being called out, and they give you a certificate saying if you're an Australian citizen as of now, you belong to this awesome community.
Ang payo naman para sa mga manunumpa pa lang, huwag kalimutang magdala ng personal identification sa pagdalo ng ceremony.
What's expected is that when somebody turns up at the ceremony, the council or our staff would check the identity of the person attending so that we can be satisfied who they are. So the vast majority of people will have a driver's license or their passport with them.
Sana ay nakatulong ang mga impormasyong ito para sa inyong aplikasyon. At yan po ang ulat ni Amy Chen Yu Wang na isinali natin sa Wikang Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.